Welcome to the latest climate podcast. Here are today's top climate news stories. In Australia, Woodside Energy Group Limited's shares are on the rise, despite a recent setback involving their climate strategy. The company's stock price slightly increased to $28.33, even though the broader ASX 200 index was also up by 0.6%. This uptick occurred after shareholders at Woodside's annual general meeting voted against the company's Climate Transition Action Plan, which aimed for net zero emissions by 2050. Both the chairman, Richard Goyder, and the CEO, Meg O'Neill, who had strongly supported the plan, faced a significant blow when 58.4% of shareholders rejected it. This decision has sparked discussions about the need for a more robust approach to environmental sustainability. Despite the setback, Richard Goyder was re-elected as chairman with a strong majority. Moving forward, the company will need to reconsider its climate strategies, keeping in mind the complex demands for reliable, affordable, and green energy. The future steps include possibly revising the current plan or starting anew to align with global energy transition goals. Nepal is actively inviting international investors, showcasing its commitment during a two-day summit that began on Sunday. The event, which features 150 projects, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda and has attracted over 1,000 delegates from more than 55 countries, including 140 from India. India's Minister for Commerce, Piyush Goyal, emphasized during his presentation that investing in Nepal aligns with India's neighborhood-first policy and is not solely for profit. He delivered his speech via Zoom, highlighting the collaborative spirit of the investment opportunities. Prime Minister Dahal assured potential investors of a favorable environment, promising that such investments would lead to mutual benefits and propel Nepal towards economic prosperity. This summit represents a significant step for Nepal in strengthening international relationships and boosting its economic landscape. In Australia, Mike Cannon-Brookes has invested in Rizicore Technologies, a British company that's expanding its operations down under. Rizicore is focused on providing mycorrhizal fungi to the farming and forestry industries, which are crucial for tree growth and overall environmental health. These fungi form symbiotic relationships with trees, helping them absorb nutrients and thrive, especially in poor soils. Rizicore's innovative product, a pellet containing mycorrhizal fungi, is planted alongside tree saplings to enhance growth and survival rates. This method has significantly reduced the mortality rate of newly planted trees in Europe and the United Kingdom, showing a promising future for reforestation efforts. The company's expansion in Australia includes employing locals to collect fungi specimens, contributing to the ecological and economic benefits of the region. Rizicore's work aligns with global efforts to combat climate change through reforestation, making it a key player in the race to achieve net zero emissions. Elon Musk's recent trip to China highlights the growing collaboration between the US and China in the electric vehicle EV sector. During his visit, Musk, the CEO of Tesla, met with Chinese Premier Li Qiang in Beijing. This meeting coincided with the Beijing Auto Show, where China's latest EV innovations were on display. Premier Li expressed his hopes for continued win-win cooperation, referencing Tesla's successful operations in China as a prime example. Tesla has significantly contributed to the economy with its major manufacturing base in Shanghai, which serves both the domestic and international markets. The visit also comes at a time when Chinese automakers are intensifying competition, offering new EV models that challenge Tesla on price. Meanwhile, the European Union is investigating China's EV subsidies, which could impact Tesla. Despite these challenges, the collaboration between Tesla and China appears robust, showcasing a thriving partnership in the booming EV market. California is making significant strides in promoting electric vehicles, EVs, with Governor Gavin Newsom announcing that there is now one fast charging station for every 5 gas stations in the state. During Earth Week, Governor Newsom visited a Tesla supercharger to emphasize the state's efforts to expand its charging infrastructure. He highlighted that California now boasts 105,000 public EV chargers, including around 10,000 supercharging stations. This initiative is part of a broader push to support the growing number of electric vehicles, which now represent 25% of all new vehicle purchases in California. Additionally, the state has committed $1.9 billion to further develop its charging network. Newsom expressed pride in California's leadership in the EV market and its goal to transition to a greener future. This development coincides with Tesla's plan to make about 7,500 of their charging stations available to non-Tesla vehicles by the end of 2024, aligning with national efforts to enhance EV charging infrastructure. Researchers in the United States at the Critical Materials Innovation Hub, supported by the Ames National Laboratory, have developed a groundbreaking mechanochemical process to extract lithium, a vital component in battery production. This new method, called mechanochemical extraction of lithium at low temperatures, MELT, uses mechanical forces to initiate chemical reactions, eliminating the need for extreme heat or harsh chemicals. This innovative approach not only promises to enhance the efficiency of lithium extraction, but also aims to strengthen and diversify the domestic lithium supply chain in the United States. By using this technique, the researchers are setting a new standard in the field of chemistry and paving the way for more sustainable and environmentally friendly extraction practices. In China, Tesla CEO Elon Musk met with the country's second highest-ranking official, promising a brighter future for foreign businesses. During his visit, which is his second in less than a year, Musk discussed expanding Tesla's cooperation with China, aiming for mutual benefits. He praised his Chinese team's hard work and intelligence, highlighting the progress of electric vehicles, EVs, in China. The Chinese official, Li, assured that China would enhance market access and improve the business environment for foreign investors. This meeting underscores China's openness to international companies and its commitment to fostering a supportive atmosphere for investment. Additionally, Musk's trip coincided with a major auto show in Beijing, signaling strong ongoing ties between Tesla and the Chinese market. Despite some challenges, such as a recent large recall of Tesla vehicles in China, Musk's engagement shows a commitment to strengthening Tesla's presence in the competitive Chinese EV market. Thank you for joining us for today's top news stories about climate. Please note these stories were AI-generated, which isn't always perfect. If you have any concerns or questions about the news contained in this podcast, please reach out to us. Thank you, and see you tomorrow.